Be'ezras Hashem, Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi, and Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chaf Hei. We left off a few lines from the bottom on Chaf Dal and Beis at the words Amar Yehud Amar Rav. Be'ez Hashem, we hope to complete the third parak of Tainis today. We're going to Be'ez Hashem make a Kaseum on Monday. That's the last Amud. We'll see exactly what we're going to do to celebrate the Siyam. I have a pretty busy weekend, so I'm not sure when that's actually going to happen, but I haven't had a chance to think about it yet, but hopefully I'll have a chance to think about it soon. Good morning, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak, Mordechai Tzvi, Shmuel, Eitan Yoshua, Tzvika, Shlomo David, Chana Chenech, David Yoshua, and Reuven. Says the Gemara, unbelievable stories. We'll begin with many stories about Rabbi Hanin and Ben Dosa. Amar Yehuda Marav, B'chol Yom V'Yom, Bas Kol Yotzeis V'Omeres, Kala Olam Kulo Nizon B'Shul Hanin V'Ni, V'Hanin V'Ni, Dayo B'Kav Charib Me'er V'Shalos Ha'er V'Shalos. Every day a Bas Kol, and every day during the days of Rabbi Hanin and Ben Dosa, a Bas Kol would come out and say, the entire world is sustained because of the merit of Rabbi Hanin and Ben Dosa. And Hanina himself, all he needs to sustain himself is a measure of buxer from Friday to Friday. Sounds like that's all he needed. A little bit of buxer, that's all he needed. And we see from here that from the fact that it's Dilo, is that that was enough for him. He didn't need more than that. He had the midah of his stopkus. Rav Chanin Ben Dosa was someone who survived on very, very little. An important midah to not need too much. Good morning, Rav Mordechai. Haya Hava Regila Devisu, his wife was very used to Lemichma Tanura Komali Shabasa. When she was heating up the oven every Erev Shabbos to bake the challahs, Bishadya Aktarta, she would throw some dust or something because she had nothing. She was she didn't have anything really to make, but she didn't want to be embarrassed, so she would throw like some dust on the fire in the oven so that people should think that she was baking bread. Mishum Kisufa, she was embarrassed. Havalei Hachshev Vasa Bishta. So she had a very bad neighbor. Amra. So the bad neighbor, she sees stuff cooking over at the neighbor's house. She knows they have nothing. So she says, what's going on? Michti, Yadana Deles, Lomide, I know they don't have anything. My Kulei Hai, what's the smoke that's coming from the oven? Azla Vitarfa Abava. So she went and knocked at the door. Ichsefa. So Rebbetzin and Rabbi Hanina Medosa got embarrassed. So she ran away. Ba'ilal in Drona. She went into the inner room of the house. Sabadle Nisa, a miracle happened. Techazatinu Mali Lachma. So when the guest, the neighbor, walked in, she saw an oven filled with bread. Va'agna Malalisha. And the bowl, the mixing bowl, was filled with dough. Amralei, Palnisa, Palnisa. So the neighbor screamed for Rebbetzin Chanina Medosa. I see Masa. Bring the vessel that you usually use to take out the bread from the oven. To kacharach lachmech, your bread is burning. Amrallah. So the wife of Rav Chanina said, "Afan Allah chayal." Yeah, that's why I went into the inner room to go get the kli to take the bread out. She was trying to save face. Tana, we went to the brayse. Afi lahavi mer da nichnasa. In reality, she had gone inside to get that kli. Because she wouldn't have been shocked that miracles happened, because in the house of Rabbi Chanin Medosa, miracles were commonplace. They happened all the time. So when she went inside, good morning, Rabbi Eliezer Dov, good morning, Jeremy. When she went inside, so that is exactly what she had gotten. So another story about the greatness of Rabbi Chanin Medosa. By the way, the Magen Avraham brings a raya from this story that if a woman has a choice to buy challahs or to bake challahs, it's a bigger mitzvah to bake challahs. Because here she wasn't doing anything. She had nothing to do, but she wanted to do something. She baked something. Amalei Devisu. So Rabbi Chanina's wife said to her, Ad emas nezel v'nitzar kulei hai. How much longer are we going to live in such abject poverty? Amalei, my neved, what do you want me to do? So she said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. Boy rachmi d'nisulach midei. Daven t'Hashem, that he should give us some food that we should be able to live on. I shouldn't have to starve all the time. Boy rachmi v'yatsa k'min pisas yad. So he davened to Hashem, and a hand came out from heaven and handed him a golden leg of a table. Chazia, b'chalma, So his wife saw in a dream, Asidei tzadik edachle apsor dedahava, la'asad lavo, the tzadikim are going to eat on a golden table. The isle tlus kare, the tzadikim are going to be eating on a golden table that has three legs. Ve'iu aftorted the tray kare. But your husband, Rabbi Chanina Medosa, he's only going to be eating la'asad lavo on a golden table that has only two legs. Amar la. So Rabbi Chanina said to his wife, Nichalach de mechalach le kuliyam apsor de mishalim, va'anan apsor de mechser. Do you think it's going to be good in the next world when you see all the other tzaddikim and their wives are going to be eating on a three-legged table and we're going to be eating on only a two-legged table? Amar lei, umay neved. So she said to him, what do you want me to do? What should we do? Boy rachmei de nishkalinu minach. So she said to him, Davin, that the golden leg should be taken back to the heavens. So Rabbi Chanin davened, and the hand came back and took the golden leg of the table back. Tana, we learned in the Brisa, Gadol Hayan Eis Achron, Yosef and Arishon. The second miracle was bigger than the first. The Gemira, we have a tradition, Demeav Yahave Mishkalo Shakli, that the heavens give, but they don't usually take back the blessings that they give. The Marsha in this Gemara explains, I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz on the Peloton this morning. Rabbi, the Marsha explains, what were the three legs that the tzaddikim eat la'asad lavo? Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasadim. The world stands on three legs that supports the world. So that's the tzaddikim benefit from Torah, avodah, gemilas chasadim. But since Rabbi Chanina used up the merits of his tefillah in this world, he's only eating on two legs, because the leg of avodah, which is tefillah, he used up with the tefillahs. But when he davened that he shouldn't benefit, he got it back. That's the marsha. Rabbi Chaim Elazar, Nefesh HaChaim, says differently. No, that we learned the Gemara before that the entire world was sustained by Rabbi Chanina, his davening. He didn't daven for himself, he davened the whole world. So a Rasha can only benefit from the blessings if there's a tzaddik who's gonna daven for him. So that's the biggest gemilas chasadim in the world. Rabbi Chanina Medosa was a goy mel chesed because it was his merit that he distributed to the whole rest of the world that they should be able to benefit. So he was only going to get a two-legged because he took away from his merits for the rest of the world and used them for himself. So therefore, he was only zeichet to a two-legged. He was missing on the gemilas chasadim leg. And that's what he has to give back. But anyway, we should focus on these areas. Torah, avodah, gemilas chasadim. That's going to be what we're going to benefit from in the next world. Let's continue. Another story about the greatness of Rabbi Chanina Medosa. Chad Bei Shimshei, one Erev Shabbos, Chazi Labarti Dehavas Atziva. He saw his daughter was very sad. Amrala, Biti, Lamay Atzivas. What are you so sad about? Amralei, well, when I was trying to prepare the candles for candle lighting, Kli Shel Chometz Nischalef Li B'Kli Shel Shemen. Accidentally, I lit vinegar instead of oil. V'Hidlakti Mimeni Or L'Shabbos, and I lit the vinegar candles. So they're probably, and now it's Shabbos, they're probably not going to last that long. Amrala, Biti, Mayech Paslach. So Rabbi Chanina Medosa said, my daughter, what are you all upset about? Misha amar l'shemen v'yadlik, hu yomar l'chometz v'yadlik. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who causes oil to burn, he has the same power to cause vinegar to burn. Tanu v'lint in Abraisa, hayadolik v'holach kol hayom kulo ad shehivim mena or lahavdala. That such a miracle happened with this vinegar to publicize the fact that the same person, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who causes oil to burn, can cause vinegar to burn. This vinegar, it not only did it last all night, it lasted the whole rest of the day, the whole rest of Shabbos, and they even took for Havdalah. So the Achronim have a lot of kashas on this. First of all, how could he benefit from vinegar of a miracle? And why was she so surprised? Didn't they always have miracles? So I think the Achronim say over here. and also, I mean, it had already lit, obviously, so it was lighting. So why did he think so? The Achronim say that the tzaddikim benefit from hidden, open miracles are not such a big deal, because the same person who says, but it's a bigger miracle to have a hidden miracle, that's what she was upset about. She didn't think there would be such a, but the open miracle, that's not such a big deal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the tzaddikim, but she was upset that her zechusim would be used up for this kind of a miracle. That's what she was upset about. That the fact that there were always miracles happening, but that it should be b'derech hateva, that something you know, natural that it should just be a miracle in that fashion. So somehow that was upsetting to her. Oh, let me just read it inside. Why did she think that it was already lit? So l'chore, if it was already lit, it's going to continue. So that we said earlier, no, that a person who does a miracle, they take away from the merits the olam haba. And the bigger the miracle, the more merits she loses. And therefore she was upset because she saw this miracle, and she thought she was going to be losing from her merits. A lot of discussion about the story, but the bigger takeaway from the story is that Misha Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu could cause anything to happen, right? It's no bigger, in a certain sense, the Gemara is saying, it's no bigger miracle that vinegar lights that oil lights is also a miracle, like we said the other day. Like oil lights is also a miracle. We're supposed to, and the fact that we woke up this morning is a miracle, that we're breathing is a miracle. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that could cause the regular causes the supernatural. It's the same thing. It's all nes. The whole world is nes. Even the teva is a nes. Even the nature is a nes. Everything that happens in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it so. And if he stops willing it so, then the regular also doesn't have to happen. It's just as much of a miracle. We're just used to one more than the other. All right. Rabbi Chanin Mendoza, Avar Lehanach Ize. He had some goats. Amrulei Kamafsidan. So his neighbors said, you know, your goats are eating up all of our produce. Now, he knew that was a lie. Amar, Ikamafsidan. If you're right that my goats are eating from your stuff, Nichlinu Dube. So some say, Dube usually means bears. Some say it means bears. Some others, for some reason, say here it means wolves. I'm not exactly sure why. I guess because wolves are the things that usually eat goats. But he said, if you guys are right, so then let the wolves eat the goats. Ve'ilo, but if I'm right, and my goats are not eating from your stuff at all, kol chad v'chada, each goat tonight is going to come back from the fields, teise l'orto duba b'karnayu, will bring a dead wolf or a dead bear in its horns. Sure enough, l'orto that night, I see kol chad v'chada duba b'karnayu, each one of these goats brought home a bear, a dead bear amongst its horns, showing that these people were lying. Another story that one of his neighbors, the Kabanya Besa. So one of his neighbors was building a house. It's good to have a guy like this in the neighborhood. Well, the beams of the house didn't reach the ends. The beams weren't big enough to support the roof. So his neighbor came to Amrle, Banisi Base Bayas Velo come to Kshurai. I built a house, but the beams aren't big enough for the roof. He said, no problem. Amala Mashmech, what's your name? Amale, Iku. Amar, he said, Iku Nimtu Kshurayich. Iku, let your beams become lengthened. Tana, Higiu Achietsu Amalakan Amalakan. All of a sudden, the beams became lengthened and they stuck out one Amma on each side of the house. Ve'ishomrin, Snifin Asa'um. Some say that an extension grew on. It's not that the beam itself extended, but a piece appeared on the ends. Tanya Plima Omer Ani Raisi Osar Bayis Vayu Karosav Yotzis Amalekan Amalekan Ramali Bayizet Shkira Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa Betfilasa. This is the house Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa roofed through his prayers. There was a discussion here in the Acharonim about whether or not if you're davening for somebody who's standing right next to you, do you have to mention their name? So I think there's a Magen Avraham that says if you're davening, or Maharil maybe, says that if you're davening next to somebody and you're davening for that person, you don't have to mention their name because you're davening right next to them. So the question is, how come over here, he was standing right next to her, he asked her, what's your name? So some say that's when you're davening for the person, he was davening for the house. And others give different answers to that. But it's interesting that he asked for her name. Others say, no, the reason why he asked for the name is he was trying to figure out whether or not she was deserving of this. By checking the name, he could tell whether she was deserving. Where do you have goats from? He was really poor. So where did he get the goats from? Right, we said before that he only existed on a little bit of carob from one week to the other. He had nothing. You're not allowed to raise goats in the land of Israel. These weren't just regular goats. One time a guy passed by Rechanim Mendoza's house. He neach sham tarnagolim. He left chickens there. Mitzasa nishla shor Rechanim Mendoza. His wife found the chickens there. Amalah. Al tochli mi beitzeitz. Rechanim said, you're not allowed to eat from the eggs because it's not ours. Somebody left it here. The herbu beitzim, they kept on, these chickens kept on laying more and more eggs. Tarnagolim. And the eggs hatched and caused more chickens. Vayimitzaranosam. Finally, that all these chickens went around, it was a pain in the neck. Umachron. So Rabbi Chanan decided to sell them, and he bought, with the money from the chickens, some goats which were easier to take care of. One time, the guy who lost the chickens passed by the house. Amel Chaveru. Bekan, he nachti tanagolim shili. So he said to his friend, you know, I placed my chickens down here, and now I can't find where they are. Shamar Rabbi Chanan, he heard this. Amelo, yesh lecha ben simen, you have a simen. Amelo, hein, you have a simen. Nasan lo simen. Venatal esa izin. So he gave him a simen, and he gave him the goats. The hein hein is a daisy duvet b'karnayo. Those were the goats that brought home the bears in the other story. Okay, we're done with the stories of Mechinim ben Dosa. Now we're on to stories with Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas was also very, very poor. Dechikale milsa tuva. He was very, very poor. Avad milsa. So he went to the doctor in those days. The doctor's medical procedure was bloodletting. They would let a little blood out of you. He had nothing to eat afterwards, right? After you have a surgical procedure, you got to eat something because you get weakened. Shakal bradatuma. So he took like a piece of garlic, a little piece of garlic, v'shadi bipume. He put it in his mouth in order to heal himself, but it was very sharp. Cholash libe v'nim. So he got weakened by the garlic. It was very spicy, and he fell asleep. The rabbis came to visit him while he was sleeping. First he was crying, then he was laughing, and then a spark came out of his forehead. When he awoke, my time kabachis v'kachayis. Why were you crying and laughing in your sleep? I was sitting together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'amri lay, and I said to him, alma. How much longer am I going to have such pain in this world from all the poverty that I'm involved in? Would you like me to restart the whole world and have you born at a time when you're going to be more wealthy in a different mazel? Maybe you'll be born at a time where you have more food. I said to him, Kulei hai v'efshir. You're telling me you're going to recreate the world and maybe I'll be born in a time that I'll have more money? I said to him, "Dechay itfe o dechayina? Have I already lived most of my life, or do I have most of my life still ahead of me?" Amali dechayis, you've already lived most of your life. Amri lekamei imkain, if that's true, and it's only an efsher, lo beina, don't bother ripping up the whole world and recreating me. I got through most of it. I'll get through the rest of it. Amali b'hai agra de amris lo beina. So Hashem said to him, with the reward that you said you don't want me to recreate you, yihiv nalach l'alma de asei tleisrei naharvasa de mishcha afar simon dachyan. I'm going to give you in the next world 13 rivers filled with balsam oil, pure balsam oil. Kipras v'diglas, rivers the size of the Euphrates and the Tigris. The ma'agnis b'hu, and you'll have so much joy from them in the next world. When he heard this, that's when he smiled in his sleep. Amri l'kamei, then I said to Hashem, hi, v'sulo. Is that all you're giving me in the next world? I need to save some for your friends. What do you mean, Rabbi Shlom? You got endless reservoirs of blessing. I'm not telling you to take away from other people. I'm telling you. I'm asking, is this going to be all that I get? Machion beiskutla apusoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit me with his pointer finger on my forehead. And he said to me, Elazabri, Giri Bach Giri, I have hit you with my arrows. And because of that, that's when the spark came out. Right, I didn't mention the crying. The crying was when he said to him, right, the crying was at the very beginning. Ulai, right. Where was the crying?
Yeah. who was not satisfied with what he was being offered in the world.
Yeah, is that one was, yeah. He wasn't satisfied with the first answer. That's when he was crying. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Yeah. When he asked him, have I lived most of my life or have I lived less of my life? So he said, you've already lived most of your life. And that's when he heard that, that's when he started crying. But he said, and I'll deal with it, right? He started crying and told him he'd already lived most of his life. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina Gaza Tanisa. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina decreed now we're going back to the stories of rabbis who decreed fasts and it didn't help. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina Gaza Tanisa. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina decreed a fast. Velo Asimitra, it didn't rain. Amrulay. V'har Rabbi Shua ben Levi Gaza Tanisa v'Asimitra. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, you think you're such a big tzaddik when Rabbi Shua ben Levi decreed a fast, it started raining v'Asimitra. Amrulay. Ha'ana v'ha'bar Levo. Yeah, he's him and I'm me. He's a much bigger Talmud Chacham than me. He's a much bigger tzaddik than me. Amrulei dinesi v'nechav and daitin. So let's tell him that let's get together and let's daven together and maybe we'll be answered. Efshad the tavri tzibur libayu. Maybe if we the two of us daven together, that'll cause the tzibur to break their hearts to asi mitra and they'll daven with real kavana and the rain will come. So Rabbi Shimon and Levi came to Rechamin, you know, bone rachme, they davened together. V'lo asimitra, it still didn't rain. Amar lehu, nicha lechu, sheyavo matar bishvilenu. Would you be okay with the rain just coming, just with the merit of me and Rabbi Shimon and Levi, and not Yom Lehein? Amar rakia rakia, kase panayich. He said to the heavens, cover yourselves with clouds. V'lo ichse. Still didn't work. Amar, Kama azin pnei rakia. You heavens are so brazen, you're so chutzpahdik, you don't listen to me. So then, ikasi v'asimitra, then the clouds came and it started raining. Levi gazar tanisa. Levi decreed a fast, the law of asimitra, did not rain. Amar lefanav. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbana Shalom, alisa v'yashavta b'amarum, ve'enatam rachim al-banacha, you went up and sat in the heavens, you have no mercy on your sons. Asimitra. So it started raining. V'itla, nevertheless, Levi, we saw this story elsewhere, Levi became a cripple because of this. Amar Belazar, La'olam ayatich adam dvarim klapi mala. A person shouldn't talk disrespectfully to the master of the universe. Shari adam gadol ayatich dvarim klapi mala ve'idla. Umanu Levi. There was a certain great rabbi who spoke disrespectfully to Hashem. Oh, you went up to the heavens, you don't care about us anymore. He answered him, but he became a cripple as a result. So don't do that. Ask the Gemara, v'hagam alei. V'levi ach v'kidik hamei the Rebbe ve'idla. Is that what caused the Rebbe? Is that what caused Levi to become a cripple? One time Levi was demonstrating a type of bowing down called Kida, and that's the way he became a cripple. Apparently it had to do with like putting your face in the earth and balancing the rest of your body on your face, and somehow he became a cripple. Ha v'ha garmalei. The answer is they both caused it. In other words, it was because of the disrespectful speech that at the time that he was demonstrating Kida, this happened to him. Rabbi Chia bar Luliani, Shamin al Hanachanani de Gamre, he heard certain poor people saying, Nesiv Nesiv Maya. I'm sorry. Rabbi Chia bar Luliani, he heard the clouds in the skies above Eretz Yisrael saying, Nesiv Nesiv Maya, let's come rain on Abba Amun Moav. Let's go rain on Amun Moav and not on Eretz Yisrael. Omar, so the rabbi said, the fun of it. Ribbono Shalom, kishenasat the Torah l'amcha Yisrael. When you want to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, chazart al kol umas ha'olam v'lo kiblo, you went to all the other nations of the world, they didn't accept it. V'achshav atanosin lahem matar, and not to us, you're giving them rain, not to us. Shadu hacha, let it pour over here. Shadu aduchtayu. That's taka what happened. It started raining in their place. Darash Rabbi Chir Bar Lulyani, my dechsev, tzadik hatamar yifrach ke'erez bavonon yiskeh, im nemar tamar laman ar erez, im nemar erez laman nemar tamar. Is it tzadik compared to cedar or to a date palm? Ilu nemar tamar v'lo nemar erez. If we want to compare tzadik to a date palm, ayisi omer, ma tamar ein gizom machlif. Just like a tamar doesn't regenerate itself, af tzadik chas hashom ein gizom machlif. Maybe a tzadik is not going to come b'tchias ha-mesim. Like Hachnemar Erez, which does regenerate, because the tzaddik also regenerates. Ilu Nemar Erez, Lemar Tamar, Yisi Omer, Ma Erez, Enos Aperos, doesn't bear fruit. Av Tzaddik Chas Hashem, Enos Aperos, that he's not going to get any reward. in the next world for his fruit. He's not going to produce any fruit. Only in this world. Kach nemar, tamar, v'nemar, erez. Says more, v'erez gizo machlef. Is it true that a cedar tree regenerates itself? V'atani, we learned in the Braisa, halokech ilan mechaveir lokotz. If a person buys a tree to use for to chop it down, magbiyam anakaka tefach, you have to leave one tefach there to let it regenerate. The kotzeitz, and the rest of it you can cut. Sadan ashikma, if it's a certain type of sycamore, so then shnei tefachim, you got to leave two tefachim to let it regenerate. Bebsulas ashikma, a different type of sycamore, so shlosh tefachim, you got to leave three tefachim. Bekanim uvukfanim, with reeds and vines, minapkak ulamala, you can go to the bottom knot of the tree and up to cut it off. That's the way it's going to grow back. Dekolim uva'arazim, with date palms and cedars, you don't have to leave anything there. Chofer lamata umashrish, you can uproot the whole thing. Levisha ein gizo machlef, it's never going to regenerate anyway, so you can cut the whole thing. Answer the Gemara, there's different types of cedars. Hachamayiskin b'shar minei arazim, where do we say that it's going to regenerate? That's other types of eras. Kedei Rabbi Rahuna, Rabbi Rahuna, asar minei arazim, there's 10 different types of cedars. Now, Mar etim eres shita hadas et shem and osam arava brosh tidar tasha yachtav. So the Bryce that says that it doesn't regenerate, it's talking about the actual eight eras, not the other nine types. It does not regenerate, but the other nine types do regenerate. Tan Rabban. Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar, a story happened with Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Shegaza shalosh yitanas tzibur. He decreed 13 fasts on the tzibur. Lo yordu geshavim, didn't help. So after the 13th fast, they're walking out of shul, dejected. Rabbi Elazar says to them, "Tikantem kfarim la'atzmechem? Did you all buy graves? Because 13th fast, nothing happened. We're going to all die." So they go call him b'bchia. They all started crying. That's what we say, that even if the shari tfila are ninalu, the shari demaos are lo ninalu. Even if the gates of prayer, Gemara Brachas Lamed Beis, even if the gates of prayer have been locked, but the gates of tears are never locked. That's what we see from this Gemara, like the Gemara Brachas. Some say once their tears started pouring out of their eyes, the heavens also started tearing with water. So says the Sefer Binayahu. Vishuv Ma'aseh b'Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Another story happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Sheyar l'fnei ha'teva. One time he was the chazan, and it wasn't raining. Amar Esrav Arba Brachos. He said the 24 blessings. V'lo nene. He wasn't answered. Yard Rabbi Kiva Achra. Rabbi Kiva went after him. V'amar, and he said just two sentences. Avinu Malkein Lanu Melech Halata. Avinu Malkein Laman Charachim Alinu. V'yardu Gishavim. He davened 24 blessings. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. And nothing answered. And Rabbi Akiva said two phrases, and right away it started raining. The rabbis were making fun of this scenario, that Rabbi Akiva was a greater tzaddik than Rabbi Elazar. Yatzasa baskol v'amra. A baskol came out and said, Lo mipnei shezeh gadol mizeh. It's not because Rabbi Akiva was greater than Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Ella, wow. And the simple pshat here is, maybe Rabbi Elazar was a bigger tzaddik or a bigger Talmud Chacham, but Rabbi Akiva was maver al midosav. What does that mean? That when somebody would make fun of him or say something negative to him, he would be meichel. He wouldn't stand on his own covet. He wouldn't stand on his own covet. So doesn't that make him greater? No, so apparently not. It was just this particular midah that won out over the other things. That's one pshat. Others say, Maver al Midosav means Rabbi Elazar was naturally created as a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik. Rabbi Akiva had to work on his Midos to become that way. So even though Rabbi Elazar got to a higher Madrega, since Rabbi Akiva had to work on himself, we know Rabbi Akiva was the first 40 years, he didn't know anything. He was like a zero. So he was Maver al Midosav. He had to break his Midos to become who he was. So that's why he was answered more in the Tfilas. Right, don't we say by Rosh Hashanah, Mavra Amidosav, Mavirin al Kol Pshav? Somebody who's not makbid on his own covet, Sa'akadosh Baruch Hu is also not makbid on his covet. Some say that Rabbi Elazar felt it was more important to be tough, to be makbid, for the Kavadat Torah. Rabbi Kiva held, no, you should be Meichel. So it wasn't that one was greater than the other. Everyone was knowing according to his Shita. So says the Or Yisrael. But nevertheless, the tefillah of Rabbi Kiva was more accepted because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mida Keneged Mida. Rabbi Kiva was soft, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was soft. So that's why he answered that way. Anyway. Kol HaMavri HaMidos HaMavriyan LaKol Peshav. Amazing. Tan Rabbanan. An Masayu HaGasham Yordim V'atzibur Poskim Mitanisam. Right? When, how much does it have to rain to stop the fast? Kimole Berach HaMachresha. It's got to be enough that the plow, the area that the plow goes into the dirt, that's the amount of rain that's got to be saturated. B'chareva tefach, if it's dried out land, one tefach. B'beinonis, a little bit dried, is tefachayim, two tefachim. U'vavuda, if it's fully worked land, shlosha tefachim. Then it needs three tefachim in order to stop fasting. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, ein lecha tefach, milmala she'ein tahom yosel krosso shlosha tefachim. That if a tefach of water comes from the heavens, so the oceans come up to greet it three tefachim. When you have one tefach of water, so three tefachim come to be that causes three tefachim of water in the ground to be released. Latani tefachayim, dim only two. Lo kasha, kan ba'avuda, kan mishein avuda. We said before that if it's a worked land, so then it's three tefachim. It's gotta sink in. But if it's not worked land, it's only two tefachim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kishiminaschan es hamayim b'chag, when they would do nisach hamayim on Sukkis, to home omer l'chavero, so the upper waters would say to the lower waters, Abba meimecha, kol shnei reim ani shomea. Produce your waters, because the two friends are coming to come together, the upper waters and the lower waters. Neimar, tahom el tahom kore l'kol tzinorecha. When they would do Nisach HaMayim, so it was the upper waters would greet the lower waters in the merit of this of Nisach HaMayim. Amar Rabba l'didi chazli, hai ridaya. I saw this angel who's in charge of the watering of the world, dami le'igla, and this angel was looked like a calf. Upirsa svase. And he spread his lips. And he was right in between the upper waters and the lower waters. To the upper waters, he said, pour your waters out in the world. To the lower waters, Abba meimecha, cause your waters to elevate. We dash in this pasuk that at the time that it rains, the lower waters come up to meet the upper waters. How you misanim v'yaduk sham kodam anit zachama. So now, if it rained before Nates, then you wouldn't finish the fast. But if it rained after Nates, you would finish the fast. Rabbi Elazar said it's chatzos is the time called. Tana rabbanan. How you misanim v'yadulam gishamim kodam anit zachama lo yashlim lach anit zachama yashlimu. You're already chayiv in the fast. The Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kodam chatzos lo yashlimu. If it rained before Chatzos, you could stop fasting. La'acha Chatzos, then Yashlimu, because that's the time that they would normally eat the meal. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kodam Tesha Shos Lo Yashlimu, La'acha Tesha Shos, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the cutoff point. Yashlimu, because that's when the B'nai Malachim used to eat. Shekim Atzina Ba'achav Melech Yisrael, She'es Adami Tesha Shos Olamala. He fasted only after that time. Eliyahu Navi came to him, and that's when he was Mekabel Tainus. Shenemar, Heresa ki nichna achav. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Gaza Tainis, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah decreed a Tainis, V'yodolem G'shamim, la'achar anetzachama. It rained after Nates. Savar lash lamina, he thought he'd have to finish it. Amar le Rabbi Ami, no. Kodem chatzos v'achatzos shenina. Chatzos is the correct cutoff point. Shmuel akatam Gaza Tainis, V'yodolem G'shamim, kodem anetzachama. He decreed a fast and it rained before Nates. Kesur mam lomar, shivcho shal tzibur. This was in our merit. They hadn't even davened yet. They already answered. Amar lahen, no. Emshal lechemashal ma'adav doma. La'ebet shemavakish pras me'rabo. A servant asked something from the master. Amar lahem, tnulo va'al eshma kolo. So the master said, just give it to him. I don't want to listen to him. So don't think it was such a great thing that he answered you before you davened. After Shkia, it rained after the fast. Oh, Hashem answered our tefillas. No. The servant asked the master, wait till he finishes. Until he's in pain. Says the Gemara. So when, if he answers you before you daven, it's not for your merit. If he answers you after you daven, so when is it for your merit? Omar, Mashav Ruach v'Nashav Zekim. You say Mashav Ruach and the wind comes. Right away the rain comes. Maisav goes to Tanis for Lud. The story happened, they decreed a fast day in Lud, and the rain fell before Chatzos. Ask the Gemara, V'neima Hallel Meikara. Why did they wait till the afternoon to say Hallel? Let them say Hallel before they ate. Shouldn't you daven before you eat? Avayram Tavayot, Lafisha Enomim Hallel, Ela Al Nefesh, Sveya Vakaris Malaya. A real Hallel should be said only when your stomach is full. That's during davening. Pesukim de Zimra of Shachris, even though we didn't normally eat yet. That's what Tosis points out over here. Rav Yaakov then explains, Lafisha Zushab Shabbos, because on Shabbos, the Nefesh is Sveya Usmecha Machmas HaNefesh HaYuseira. We have a Neshama Yuseira. So we're happy even before we eat. And Pesukim de Zimra is Mesamech Leva Adam. Wow. Right, the Achronim explain, when you're saying the praises because of the rain, so everyone who says it has to include himself. If you didn't eat yet. However, by Pesukim de Zimra, you're not saying it for the rain. You're saying it in general. So you could say Nosan Lechem Chobasa even though you haven't eaten yet. Inis, this was over. Papa Ekelo Be Knishta Da Abi Guber. He went to the shul in Abi Guber. Begozer Tainas Yodolem Kshamim Ad Chatzos. It rained before. And V'amar Halal. And he said Halal. V'achakach Ochlu V'shasu. First he said Halal, then they ate. Shani b'nei mechuz, the shchigi be shichrus. They would get drunk. So they had to eat after the Halal. But usually, if it rains, first eat and then say Halal, so you'll be happy when you say the Halal. Thank you very much for joining. I wish I had a wonderful day. Hadron Allah, the third parak. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning, we'll start the fourth parak.